This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 23 Pentecost Friday, variable C. To be used only if there is a 24 Pentecost Sunday, otherwise skip to 27 Pentecost. First posted November 5, 2010. Philippians 3:17-21 Exhortation to Christian Living. Paul exhorted the Christians in Philippi and all believers to follow the example of Paul and all born-again disciples, students, and apostles, messengers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many, even professing nominal Christians, are living as enemies of the cross, blood sacrifice of Christ. Their minds are focused on earthly things. Their God is their appetite for worldly satisfaction. They enjoy doing things that should cause them shame, and their ultimate destiny will be eternal destruction. Authentic Christian disciples consider themselves citizens of God's heavenly kingdom, and we wait for the return of our eternal Savior and Lord, one who has power and authority, a master, a ruler, a governor, a prince, a proprietor, Jesus Christ. At His second coming, He will transform our mortal bodies to be like His glorified, immortal body, by His power by which He subjugates all things to Himself. Commentary: there are many nominal Christians today who are not living according to the teaching and example of Jesus or His truly born-again disciples and apostles. Some nominal churches, even mainline denominations, teach the false doctrines of cheap grace, eternal salvation as a free gift, which is true, without the requirement of discipleship and obedience to Jesus, which is false, and the conferring of the indwelling Holy Spirit by some church rituals such as water baptism. These false teachings actually hinder their members from seeking spiritual rebirth. See false teachings, sidebar, top right, home. Jesus said that one must be spiritually reborn by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples, followers, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Many people, including nominal Christians, are actually working against the gospel message by the way they are living. Not everyone who calls themselves Christians and call Jesus their Lord are saved from eternal condemnation and eternal death. Only those who trust and obey Jesus' teaching and example will be spiritually reborn to eternal life, will be forgiven their sins, disobedience of God's word, and will enter the Lord's eternal kingdom in heaven, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. Jesus has promised to return on the day of judgment, when He will judge the living, quickened, and the dead, 1 Peter 4:5, in both physical and spiritual senses, John 5:28-29. In that day, within our own lifetimes, all who have ever lived in this world will bow before Jesus and will acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God, Philippians 2:10-11, but then it will be too late to change our eternal destinies. Those who have accepted Jesus as Lord and have trusted and obeyed Jesus' teachings and example will have been born again in this lifetime, and will enter eternity in heaven with the Lord. Those who have rejected Jesus as their Lord, or had refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus, will be condemned to eternal destruction and death in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?